BBC Radio Wales, Jason Mohammed's Quiz Break.
Oh yes, it's time for another Quiz Break. Today's contestants are Howell in Saundersfoot. Good morning to you, Bore da Howell.
Bore da, Jace. How are you?
Fine, thank you very much. How are you? How's Saundersfoot today?
Yes, it's pretty good. It's a bit colder today, but it's nice and sunny, so probably go for a walk on the beach later.
One of my favourite beaches on the planet, Saundersfoot
good,
Beach.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, beautiful. You're a big quiz fan. You've been on Pointless.
Yeah, I was on Pointless, yeah. That's just a warm-up for this, really, I think.
Any other quizzes coming up soon after Quiz Break?
Going to film Eggheads on Wednesday, hopefully.
Eggheads?
Yeah. So,
good luck.
Yeah, I know, on a bit of a quiz voyage at the moment.
All right, okay. So you fancy your chances today?
I don't know. It's tough. I've been listening all week, so I'll see how I got on.
Have you been scoring?
Oh, I don't know. It's been pretty variable, actually.
Okay, wish you the very best. It's great to have you on the show. Thank you very much indeed for playing Quiz Break. You're taking on Phil today in Port Talbot. Morning to you, Phil.
Good morning, Jason.
How are you?
Very well, thanks. Very well.
Big Cardiff City fan?
Yes, I'm a bit concerned at present.
What's the story?
Wish I knew. They're keeping very tight-lipped at the moment, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah. Four children as well?
I have four children.
Wow!
That's when we had a blackout in Port Talbot. Happens quite regularly.
Four kids. What are their ages?
I've just come to the 14-year-old son. I've got twin girls who are six and a little 21-month-old daughter as well.
Oh, wow. So where is she now?
She's just gone up to bed.
Is she?
Just about her time for her morning nap.
That's her morning nap. So while she has a morning nap, then you play Quiz Break live on Radio Wales.
No, that's the way it goes.
Good stuff.
Well, perks.
It's great to have you on the show, Phil. I wish you the very best. Two great contestants today. It's going to be a great quiz. Steve in Mysteg is on 3 points. Mike in Swansea on 3 points. They are in tomorrow's weekly final. I just wonder whether you, Howell, or you, Phil, can nudge them out. If you want to play Quiz Break, by the way, call me now, 03700 100 110. Great prizes, great fun. You get the chance to show Wales just how clever you are, and I promise I'll be very nice to you. I'm always nice. Let's play Quiz Break.
Quiz Break.
So I'm going to toss a coin to see who goes first. I have great pity on you, Phil, being a Cardiff City fan, so I'm giving you the opportunity to shout. Heads or tails?
Heads, please, Jason.
Heads, it's tails. So the initiative handed to Howell. Howell, what do you want to do? I give you the option. Do you want to go for it, or do you want to put Phil in?
I'll put Phil into bat.
Phil into bat. Okay, all the pressure is on you, Phil. Here we go. Good luck. Wales is rooting for you, Phil. Here we go. Let's play Quiz Break.
BBC Radio Wales, Jason Mohammed's Quiz Break.
So question one, Phil, is the mystery voice question. I'm going to play you a clip of someone who's been in the Radio Wales news today. I just wonder how closely you have been listening to the news this morning. Who is this?
I now have type 2 diabetes. Now, that's not like being born with type 1 diabetes with insulin or what have you. And it's nothing to sneeze at. So, you know, it's actually in the United States a bit of an epidemic.
Around the country, people are shouting at their radio.
Yes.
This man's name. Who's that?
It would be Mr. Tom Hanks.
Mr. Tom Hanks. Absolutely. Great start. He was talking to the BBC's arts editor, Will Gompertz, about having been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. Good start. Question two, true or false? And it's a sports question. Newport County AFC are known as the Exiles. Is that true or is it false?
No, I have recently went to hear them on the radio being called the Exiles, so I think I would now have to say yes, it's true.
You're going for true?
I am.
Newport County AFC are known as the Exiles. True or false?
True, yes.
2 out of 2 so far. Question three. Phil, what does this word mean? Iconoclast. Is it A, a Greek icon? Is it B, a skeptic or non-believer? Or C, a type of necklace clasp? Iconoclast. Is it a Greek icon? A skeptic or a non-believer? Or a type of necklace clasp? A, B or C?
I go for B. I don't know.
Is it a guess?
It is a guess.
You think iconoclast means a skeptic or a non-believer?
Yes.
And not a necklace clasp or a Greek icon?
No.
That's one hell of a guess. Three out of three so far. This hasn't happened yet in Quiz Break. The country is rooting for you. We want you to get 5 out of 5. With the greatest respect to you, Howell, I want you to get 5 out of 5 as well. We haven't had this yet. Nobody yet has had 3 out of 3 going into question 4. I'm going to play you the first 5 seconds of a song. Relax. Enjoy it. You have to tell me the name of the song and the artist and the group. Big deep breath, Phil. Here it comes. It's a toughie.
It is a toughie. You can't play Deacon Blue again, can you?
Never did I think the Twist and Shout was such a popular record.
No. It came to me straight away that this isn't.
And I can't play it again.
No, I...
Those are the Quiz Break rules. I'd love to. I really would love to, Phil, but I can't play it again.
Sort of this track. No, I got to...
Do you want to have a guess?
No, it's to pass. It would be a total...
Are you sure? You don't want to have a wild guess simply because you're on 3 out of 3. You've got nothing to lose. You're scoring well. You may as well throw in an artist and a track title.
I'd probably say something 80s.
Okay, no problem.
I can't.
It gets rolled over. It gets rolled over. If you think you know who it is, and I'm sure there are people out there who know who it is, when it comes to you, when somebody gets it, Phil, you're going to kick yourself. You can call me now, 03700 100 110. Have a go at Quiz Break. Question 5. You've done very well so far. You're on 3. Name the year in which these events took place. The Welsh golfer Ian Woosnam won the US Masters. And after 5 years of construction, the Conwy Tunnel in North Wales on the A55 was opened by the Queen. I need a year from you. Ian Woosnam won the Masters and the Conwy Tunnel was opened by the Queen. You a big golf fan?
No. Unfortunately.
You a fan of the Conwy Tunnel?
Neither.
The Welsh golfer Ian Woosnam won the US Masters, one of the greatest Welsh sporting triumphs of all time. And after 5 years of construction...
I'm going to say it's 90s. Something. School.
I need to push you. 90...
93.
Quiz Break.
93. 3 out of 5. It was 1991.
It was a guess.
You got off to a great start, though. 3. And all the pressure is on Howell in Saundersfoot. We'll find out how Howell gets on. Well played, Phil.
Thank you,
Jim. Terrific, terrific contribution. The time is 20 past 11, and we are playing Quiz Break.
BBC Radio Wales, Jason Mohammed's Quiz Break.
So Phil in Port Talbot has scored 3. Now it's over to Howell in Saundersfoot. Howell, are you confident of beating 3 and going into today's final and possibly making it into tomorrow's final?
I don't know. Phil did very well, didn't he?
He did really well.
He very much knew his stuff. So,
he got off to a great start.
Yeah, I did. I've come up against a tough opponent today, so I'll see where I go.
Here we go. I can't wait for this. Remember, if you want to take part for a chance to win some fabulous BBC Radio Wales prizes, including these luxurious BBC Radio Wales golfing umbrellas, then you can call me now, 03700 100 110. The phone answerers will take a couple of details and you could find yourself on the radio with me. We can have a chat and have a laugh like Howell and Phil. And this is a great contest. I have a feeling in my bones this is going to go down to the wire. So time for our second contestant, Howell, to have a go and see if they can beat Phil's score of 3 out of 5. The highest scores this week so far are 3. Question 1. Here we go, Howell. We're going to play you a clip of someone who's been in the Radio Wales news today. Who's this?
People are going to end up being put off and leave, and you might end up with nothing. So that's the only concern as a player. So I haven't thought of a time of a deadline yet.
Who's that?
Okay. Was it Rob Earnshaw? Maybe.
You think it was Rob Earnshaw, the former Cardiff City and Wales striker?
Yeah.
That was the Lions and Wales captain, Sam Warburton.
Oh, no. Oh, I had the wrong sport.
You did have the wrong sport. You had the wrong name.
Yeah.
Warburton was talking about why he'll have to set Cardiff Blues a deadline for a new contract offer. Still plenty of points up for grabs. Question 2, true or false. The 6th song on the Max Boyce Live at Treorchy 1995 album is Hymns and Arias. Is that true or false? The sixth song on the Max Boyce Live at Treorchy album is Hymns and Arias.
Well, it would definitely be on it, wouldn't it? But maybe play it a bit later, so I'm going to say it's false.
You think it's false?
Yeah.
Is the right answer. It's Do It's Hard.
Yeah.
Question three. What does this word mean, Hull? Osculate. Is it A, to kiss a person or thing? Is it B, to turn aside? Or C, to smile? Osculate. To kiss?
I think it's to smile.
To turn aside or to smile?
I think I'm going C.
You're going C. You're confidently going for C. Osculate is to smile.
Not massively confident, but yeah, I think...
You're not massively confident. Osculate is to kiss a person or a thing.
Okay.
You have 1 point. You need these next two right you are to send this tie into a tiebreak. Question four. I'm going to play the first 4 seconds of a song. You have to tell me the name of the song and the artist and the group. Are you ready, Hull?
Yep.
Here we go. Hit me.
Is it Heart of Glass by Blondie?
Yes, it is. Well done. Brilliant. Fantastic stuff. Fantastic. Did you know it when I played for Phil?
I did, yeah. I had an inkling. I'm quite a big Blondie fan, so that was...
Well, now then. No pressure.
I know, yeah.
2 out of 3. Phil scored 3. You need this to send it to a tiebreak. You're still in with a chance of making today's final.
Okay.
Question 5. Listen very carefully. Name the year in which these events took place. The explorer Sir Edmund Hillary reached the South Pole, and Wales were knocked out of the World Cup in the quarterfinals, losing to Brazil.
1958.
Quiz break.
That was uber confident. And you are absolutely right. It was 1958. Howell and Phil, we have a tie break. I told you, I said, didn't I, that I had a feeling in my bones that this is going to go down to the wire. Phil, Heart of Glass, Blondie.
I wouldn't have got it.
You wouldn't have got it.
You've done very well.
Okay, boys, so listen, we have a tie. I'm now going to ask you both the same question, okay, fellas? The person who gives me the answer that's closest to the real answer goes through to the final round. Howell in Saundersfoot, understood?
Yep.
Phil in Port Talbot, understand?
Certainly, yes.
Okay, so here's the question. Marconi's first radio transmission across open water happened in Wales, but what was the year? Howell in Saundersfoot. Phil in Port Talbot. I need a year from you both.
I'm going to say, am I going first?
Howell in Saundersfoot, you go first.
I'll go 1880.
1880. Phil in Port Talbot.
Did you say 1880?
He went for 1880.
I'm going 1950.
1950. We've got 1880 and 1950. Am I clear?
That's clear.
Yeah.
The answer, and I can't believe how he's turned this around, is 1897. From a losing position, Howell has stormed into today's final. And Phil in Port Talbot, commiserations, hard lines.
Well played, Phil. Lucky.
What a great contest. Phil, I'm delighted to say, Phil, two things. First of all, you have a lovely Radio Wales pen on its way to you. And secondly, you're through to the weekly final because we have got two other people on 3 points. So you're coming back tomorrow with a tie break because there's only a place for two finalists. Three of you are locked on 3 points. So you're coming back on the radio tomorrow for another tie break. Have you enjoyed your time on Quiz Break?
I certainly have, Jason.
Good man. Thank you very much indeed.